gastrointestinal diseases, diverticulosis. The 77-year-old woman had hysterectomy due to large myoma of the uterus followed by bilateral adenexectomy. Her gallbladder was removed 12 years ago. Rheumatoid arthritis was diagnosed 8 years ago related to joint complaints such as swollen joints, painful restriction in movement of the joints. The patient had hypertonia for almost 10 years and her blood pressure was controlled by administration of antihypertensive medication. Her blood pressure values were in the range of 140/80. The patient was examined approximately a year ago because of abdominal discomfort and sensitivity upon pressure. Her inflammatory parameters were elevated. Gastroscopy revealed mild, chronic gastritis. Colonoscopy found diverticulosis and diverticulitis. Aside dietary restrictions, anti-inflammatory and antibiotic treatments were initiated and the patient eventually became free of complaints. The patient was readmitted because of signs of obstructive ileus 1 month ago. After her bowel movements and stool habit were normalized, abdominal ultrasound was performed and blood examination was initiated. Abdominal CAT scan verified sigma diverticulosis and as a complication of her diverticulitis perforation of bowel. Abdominal abscess and sigmoideovaginal fistula were diagnosed. He was admitted to the hospital for operative closure of the fistula. Resection of the sigma, onchotomy and drainage was required during an elective surgery. After a 2 days post-operative intensive care unit observation, the patient was transferred to the surgical unit in good general condition. The patient's condition progressively declined from the 9th post-operative. After 2 days post-operative intensive care unit observation, the patient was transferred to the surgical unit in good general condition. The patient's condition progressively declined from the 9th post-operative day. Elevated inflammatory parameters and the clinical symptoms such as sensitivity upon abdominal pressure, signs of subluxation indicated peritonitis. Urgent reoperation was performed. Insufficiency of the previous resected bowel, anastomosis was detected. Hartman fashion sigmoidiostomy with lavage and drainage were carried out. The patient was readmitted to the intensive care unit. The following morning, the patient had a grand mal attack. Aside chronic vascular lesions, cranial CAT scan didn't reveal acute signs. Despite the intensive care, the patient's general condition showed significant and rapid worsening, and eventually a systole occurred. Urgent reanimation was successful, however. Administration of high-dose pressurimins was required to maintain acceptable blood pressure. ECG showed significant signs of ischemia and the patient eventually died of acute myocardial infarction and consequent circulatory insufficiency.